Welcome to this audio guide. If the church is open, you are welcome to enter, but please show respect if a service is taking place. Hellevikstrand's church is unusually big for a provincial church, but that can be explained. The church was designed by architect Adrian Pettersson, who was responsible for construction of churches all over the country. Adrian Pettersson would eventually design over 30 churches for the Church of Sweden. Most of the churches in Western Sweden are in Gothic Revival style, but the church in Hellevikstrand is Adrian Pettersson's only one made of wood. And since wooden churches do not have the same demands as stone churches regarding keeping it in one style, the architect had the opportunity to mix several different styles. The church is a mixture of Gothic, Baroque and Art Nouveau styles, with a plan that unites the shape of a Greek cross and a central plan church. There are also attributes from early medieval stave churches, perhaps because the church was built in Bohuslän, which previously belonged to Norway. The roof and the tower were originally decorated with dragon heads, which brought to mind Norwegian stave churches. But the heads were removed after a while because of damage to the wood. That Hellevikstrand church was built at all was primarily due to the people of Morlander increasing greatly in numbers at the beginning of the 19th century. It was hard for the congregation to fit into the medieval church, which, despite an addition towards the end of the 17th century, was in no way big enough to sustain those numbers. In the middle of the 19th century, it was suggested that a new church should be built on the existing church's location, or that an addition should be made to it. But because of differences in opinion, the decision was put off, and it was not until after 40 years that it was decided that the old church should be replaced by a new one. This did, however, cause a split in the parish, and the king revoked the decision in 1891. It was instead suggested that Morlander Church would be restored and that an additional church, probably in wood, would be built on a suitable location in the southwest part of the parish. This is what happened, although Hellevikstrand Church was bigger than anticipated. According to the wishes of the congregation, the church was widened in relation to the first blueprint. In the next part of this audio guide, I will talk about the consecration, which, thanks to some drama, was easy for the congregation to remember. You will also hear about some of the church's fixtures.